thomasofgod.net.
Hi, Brother Thomas. I have a question for you.
What you got this time?
Brother Thomas, wouldn't you agree that basically man tries to do what is good? And doesn't that count for anything to keep him out of hell?
Okay, Sister Mary. Can man be good enough, or can man try to work his way out of hell and into heaven? That's basically what you're asking. Well, let's see what the Bible says about our goodness. If you turn to Isaiah 64 and look at verse 6, it says as such, "For we have all become as one who is unclean, and all our righteousness is as filthy rags." Now, the word righteousness here means goodness. And the Bible says here that man's goodness is as a filthy rag. Now, before we continue any further, I'd like to give this example. If someone had told you to burn all the rags that are dirty, and there were numerous rags there in front of you, and he told you, or your boss, or whoever it was, told you that all the dirty rags must be burned and thrown in the fire. Now, there are round rags, and the rags, you could see, were spotted with oil. Now, this verse is simply saying that if the rag had any speck of oil on it, the command was to throw it in the fire. Now, you know as I do that rags, when you use them like in oil or something like that, you use them to wipe your hands with, there are certain parts of the rag that doesn't get oil on them. I mean, there's oil on the rag, but not in every part of the rag. There's some parts of the rag which are true in its color and looks perfectly clean. But other parts of the rag has oil which you wiped off your hands with while using it at work. Now, the command was any dirty rag was to be burned. So you look at this one rag and, okay, well, it's spotted. It has oil on it, but not the whole rag doesn't have oil on it. Now, let me ask you a question. What makes a clean rag? If a rag has one speck of dirt on it, is it not dirty? Is it not unclean? It doesn't make any difference about all the other parts of the rag. One speck of dirt makes a rag unclean. It's no longer clean. You have to say it's dirty. If it had a half inch spot of oil on it, just a half inch, the rest of it was perfectly clean, except for that half inch, is that rag clean or is it dirty? Of course, the answer is, it's dirty. So the difference between a clean rag and unclean rag is the fact that it's got dirt on it. If it has one speck of dirt on it, it's unclean. You can't say a rag that has one speck of dirt on it is not dirty. Well, it's obvious. It's not. It is dirty. And that's the same instance here when it comes to man's righteousness, man's goodness. Now, the command was for you to throw all the dirty rags into the fire. So that means that a rag would have to be perfectly clean without any dirt on it in order to be saved. Otherwise, it has to be thrown into the fire. Now, the condition for being cast into the fire was not that it was clean, but that it was dirty. Okay? So anything that had a speck of dirt on it had to be thrown into the fire. Now, there were round rags, and there were square rags, and there were rags shaped in triangles, and rags shaped as rectangles. Was that the condition to be saved from being thrown in the fire? No. The recommendations in order to be thrown in the fire was that if it was dirty. So if the round rag had dirt on it, specks of oil it was to be thrown in the fire. If it was square, it was to be thrown in the fire. If it was rectangle, it was to be thrown in the fire. You see, the shape of it could not save it. The shape isn't what made it be thrown in the fire. It was the oil or the dirt on the rag that caused it to be thrown in the fire. Okay? So it's not based upon goodness or man's goodness. It's based upon the spots of wickedness and the spots of sin that we have in our life. Now, let me say this. Now, there's all different color, type of colors of rags. There's red rags, there's blue rags, there's green rags, there's yellow rags, and there's orange rags. Just because a rag is green or red, does that mean it doesn't get cast? No, you were told any rag that had oil on it. It doesn't make any difference what color it is. Well, you say, okay, go back to the shape. If it's square or if it's shaped like a triangle, does that mean you don't throw it in the fire? No, it said the command was any rag that was dirty, cast into the fire. It's the same way with mankind. It doesn't depend upon our race, red, yellow, black, or white. It doesn't depend upon our shape. It doesn't depend upon how well off we are financially. It doesn't depend upon anything, any of those things, our religion. It doesn't depend upon that. It depends upon one thing. The conditions of being thrown into the fire was the simple fact if it was dirty, it was to be cast into the fire. Now, the rags represent us. And human beings are all colors and shapes and have all different kinds of jobs and social programs and all kinds of things. People are totally different. But to be cast in the fire doesn't depend upon any of those things. It doesn't even depend upon our goodness. Man, to a certain degree, could be good by helping a lady cross the street. But it's not the good deeds you do that will get you cast in the fire. What will get you cast in the fire is the dirt in your life. Because if the rag was dirty, it was to be cast into the fire. You could help as many women across the street as you want. You could give to the poor all you want. You could do many good deeds in your whole life. All you want. But the thing is there any dirt on the rag? The rag represents you. And even though there may be spots of goodness in mankind, and man can do many good acts and many good deeds, and many men have, lost and saved. There's been many lost people give their life for somebody else. But it doesn't have anything to do with good deeds or how good we are. The simple fact is, just like that rag, there may be specks of the rag that didn't have oil on it. But the condition for being thrown in the fire didn't have anything to do with the goodness. It had to do with the cleanness of the spots on the rag that were clean, but it had to do, is the rag dirty? And if it's dirty, cast it in the fire. But our goodness, man's goodness, I'm afraid what goodness there is overcome by the dirt in our lives. Turn now, if you would, to Romans chapter 3. And let us read verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous. The word righteous means good. There is none good, no, not one. Verse 12, it says, there is none that doeth good, no, not one. Notice what it says in verse 10. It says, as it is written, there is none good, no, not one. Remember now, you may do good things and help people, and you may even give to the poor, and certainly that is a good thing. But does that make you good? Remember what we said about the rag. The rag can either be clean or dirty, but it can't be both. In your life, you may have done some very good deeds to help people. But the simple thing is, are you a sinner? Have you committed sin in your life? If you have, then your goodness has then been turned like a dirty rag. And that doesn't make you clean, that makes you dirty. Have you ever gotten angry at someone? Because remember, we have studied about sin, and anger is a sin. Jealousy is a sin. Murder is a sin. Adultery is a sin. Fornication is a sin. Bitterness is a sin. Hatred is a sin. Disrespect or rebellious against authority is a sin. these things and more are sin. Alcoholism or drunkenness is a sin. There's not a person alive that hasn't gotten angry or hasn't ever been bitter, that hasn't fought with someone, had a fight with someone. All these things are sin. If you've done one of these things, then your goodness is now speckled with dirt or with oil or dirt. You see, you can't be both gray and white. You're either gray or you're either white. Or should I say, you're either black or you're either white. But you can't be both. You're either black or you're white. Use a line, for instance. If a line is straight, then it must be perfectly straight. If a line has a dip and comes back up just one time or has a little bit of a curve in it, it is not straight. It cannot be straight and crooked both. It must be crooked or it must be straight. So man's goodness has to be perfectly good from the day that he was born to the day that he dies. And there must not be 1 ounce of anger, 1 ounce of having fought with somebody, 1 ounce of having committed adultery by looking upon somebody, 1 ounce of being disrespectful, such as to your parents, not one time in your life. During your rebellious teenage years, you got to be perfectly obedient. So you see, it's not based upon goodness. What will get us cast into hell is not our goodness, whether we're good or not, but the specks of dirt and oil in our lives. Because the condition of going to hell is, have you sinned? Not are you good. Not are you good sometimes. But just like that rag, if you have one sin in your life, then that means that you will be cast into hell. So you see, Sister Mary, if it's based upon our goodness, I'm afraid we're going to come awful short. And the only way that we can make it into heaven and miss hell is only through Jesus Christ. Because Christ paid for the forgiveness of our sins. Without Christ, there's no way that any man can miss hell. But he died for your sins, that he might wipe away your sins and make you clean. So if you don't know Jesus Christ tonight, I'm afraid you're destined to hell. And without Christ, there's no way that you'll ever enter into heaven. Does that answer your question, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net.